Most of the public comments on the proposed 2013-14 budget centered around a tech position key to Pioneer High School's Theater Guild and proposed reductions in the Reading Intervention Program. School board members have already changed the Reading Intervention proposal from eliminating the program to only cutting half of the teachers. The board also discussed a variety of other budget items they have questions about. One new reduction that's not included in the original budget proposal is eliminating 15 positions from Student Intervention and Support Services. Superintendent Pat Green says this proposal is one of the few budget recommendations that isn't based primarily on financial concerns, but rather an effort to have classrooms more inclusive.
Came out of a year and a half long study. It's not something that's being driven just by numbers. It's really being looked at from a delivery of services and making certain that we're able to have students who oftentimes are, I won't use the word excluded, but not pushed into the classroom, with other students.
Cutting these 15 positions, however, will only save the district about $250,000 because most of their cost is reimbursed. The school board did vote to add to the budget proposal a half-credit reduction in high school physical education requirements. Board member Andy Thomas says there are several benefits to this change.
It saves $400,000, which, as I said, is equivalent of four of the reading intervention teachers that we're trying to save. And it also goes a small way toward freeing up the electives.
The district still has many unanswered questions, including state funding issues that leave the board unsure of the exact amount of cuts that will be needed to create a balanced budget. The board is scheduled to vote on the budget June 12th, but could add another meeting in June if they aren't finished by then. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.